Tim, I think it's interesting. I was looking into, and I'll hop into my deck here. I was looking into the difference between you and me and how we show up online. And I just happened to Google us before we jumped on this call. And
No, I'm
I know,
dreading
I
this
know.
part.
See, and I promise I don't make a habit of Googling myself, but anytime there's a chance to throw Tim under the bus, I'm gonna do that. And so we have to look at this. Whenever you Google me now, and this is a fun, nice thing that just about being around on the internet for a while, you get this nifty little knowledge panel over there on the right side. And for the longest time, I just thought, everyone who writes online kind of gets it. But then I looked at my man Tim and I said, "Wait a minute. Where's the knowledge panel? Where is Tim's little bubble?" I had to know what was going on, and I looked around. I looked at Darius Faroe, I looked at Gary Vaynerchuk, and seeing all these, everyone who has a knowledge panel has a book there as well. And so I think, obviously, we're talking about ROI, we're talking about earning money, but really, I just want to get my man Tim a knowledge panel over here, so we got to get those books up. Tim, I confess really quick. Do you Google yourself? Is this a guilty pleasure of yours?
I definitely don't, but sometimes I have to because if I'm looking for an article that I wrote, I'll just type my name. But I haven't just done the actual name by itself, so hence I didn't know there wasn't a knowledge panel. I thought there would be, like, surely Google
I
after,
know.
we're coming on 8 years now of doing this, that I'd get one. But I have realized as well, Todd, that the knowledge panel is definitely for people that have books. It's not the sole criteria, but it's one of the key ones. And so, yeah, you can see me there with no face, no books, no nothing. I look very empty compared to
You're like,
Todd's.
come on, we gotta get it, man. We gotta get you on. And I'm convinced it'll happen sooner rather than later once we get this books up and running. You work too hard to not have this thing, man. You need it bad. We gotta get it up there. So we talk about in this course self-publishing, and what that essentially means is you take control of the process of getting your books to Amazon, getting them printed if you want to, developing an audio version if you want to, and ultimately selling them to the customer. And the first place I have to go to kind of change your mind about this is why you wouldn't want to do traditional publishing. I think most of us who kind of grew up in the writer's world, reading a lot, writing a lot, whatever it is, the dream was get a book deal. The dream was I'm going to sit down and have coffee with someone from Random House and we're going to sign a contract and it's going to be this glorious moment, and then they're just going to take it from there. Many authors have the misguided belief that traditional publishing is an easy button to a writer's career. And quite simply, it just isn't. When people ask the question these days, why wouldn't I go with a traditional question, traditional publisher? I try to flip that and say, why would you bother doing it? I think there was a time where traditional publishing made a lot of sense, where it could find undiscovered authors and kind of lift them up out of the anonymity and make them someone. I think in the age of the internet, that is much less the case. And as a result of all this technology we've seen and all this self-publishing we've seen, what's happening is there's a lot of destruction, a lot of corruption within the traditional publishing industry itself. That's not to say they're all bad people, it's just the industry is in trouble. And I found this quote that I had to pull out and bring in front of you today. It's a brutal business that often has nothing to do with talent. And I don't know about you, but that kind of breaks my heart a little bit because I want to go in a place where the talent can succeed. Now, is there always a matter of randomness to success? Yes, but whenever you take control of more of the process, you have a chance to own more of the results and therefore more of the money. The model of traditional publishers is they are essentially a hedge fund. They're writing 10, 20, 50, $1,000 checks to authors in the hopes that that investment will sell enough to make up what they wrote. So when you think of it like that, every traditional publisher is looking for that diamond in the rough, but in reality, they're just recycling the diamonds they already have. So there's a reason that Malcolm Gladwell is always going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. There's a reason that Adam Grant's going to be up there. These guys have great deals and they've sold a ton of books. And so the traditional publishers are putting all of their resources behind these people who already have huge names. Why? Not because, you know, it's fun, because they're going to make back their investment. And so as you spread out to people like you and me, the advances get much lower and the support gets significantly lower. I'm friends with a guy, and I've hidden his name here for this story, but he recently tried to make a run at a New York Times bestseller list. And this guy was no slouch. He's written a book before. He got a hefty six-figure deal with Simon & Schuster, so he's got the backing of a real publisher. And during this process, he went in and he paid all this money for someone to help him fulfill and send the books out. He paid all this money to have a marketing director help him promote the book. He built a course around the book to try and subsidize some of the sales. And so you're hearing this and you're looking at all the things that he does and you go, wait a minute, what does the traditional publisher actually do? And the truth is, when we get into this world, they don't do that much anymore. They might handle the logistics of printing and shipping, but you can handle that on your own too. And if you're like me, and you hear a story like John's, and you're going, okay, doing the math on his advance, first of all, he spent a lot of that on just trying to get the book into the hands of people. And then that amount is split over a few years, so it's smaller still. And then they take taxes out of it, and you're going, man, that, I don't know if that deal is as sexy as it once was. What about you, Tim? Have you heard about this, I don't know, traditional publishers kind of abandoning ship? What's your thoughts on traditional publishing in the internet era?
Yeah, I'm similar to you, Todd. I just don't think it works. I know a few people that have been lucky to have books published with like major publishers, but normally they're the ones that have got, you know, a million email subscribers. And their feedback to me is that 9 times out of 10, they're doing basically all the work. The publisher doesn't do any marketing. The thing is, they promise at the start that they will. They get you to sign the contract, but then when it comes to delivering, there's not much that happens. I've had a few dealings with them personally. Like, someone have reached out to me and said, oh, would you do a book? And I find them very arrogant. I don't understand how they think this thing's going to make money. They have no ideas around ROI. And they take a giant cut for doing not much. I really think the book publishers will be mostly out of business like in the next 5 to 10 years. But there'll be a market, I think, just for the Malcolm Gladwells of the world, definitely. But for us doing this course, who are not Malcolm Gladwells, and I've checked the student list, Todd, we don't have any Malcolm Gladwells in the course.
Dang.
So we can scrap traditional publishers and we can do it the right way.
Nice. I think ultimately, here's what I think is traditional publisher's big flaw. When a traditional publisher wants to bet on an author, I've got it right here, right? Like, I'll pull a book out from right behind me. What they do is they run up this fairly expensive hardback cover. They print several thousand copies and they charge a premium for them, right? Because you're trying to make X amount of profit on the book. And you're trying to make up the cost of doing a hardback cover. And they come in with that up front and they think, okay, you know, if this does well, we'll release those other formats. The indie author is smart in that he or she does it the other way around, right? Because you and I are thinking lean from the start. We're not getting these big advances. We're not getting any outside support. And so the theory is you go backwards. You start with the ebook, and then maybe you go to the paperback book, and you go to the audio back book. With my first book launch, I took all of the profits from the original ebook and then poured it into equipment to record the audiobook. And that's a book that's still selling to this day based on those investments. So instead of hoping for a big deal, what we're going to do is start backwards. And to tell you the truth, that's the money and the poor thinking is only the beginning of kind of the problems with these traditional publishers. In the COVID era, especially, these big houses who saw their businesses threatened resisted to pay royalties to authors even though they were owed. And so now, not only do you have this world where you've kind of given the rights away to your book, you're maybe not earning back your advance, and now you're not even getting checks for books that you sold. And that, to me, is a very scary place to be. And when you see big companies like Disney restricting royalties or having something going on there and saying, oh, it's lost in the accounting or whatever, to me, that's kind of a red flag. And certainly there are merits to, choosing a publisher at some point in life after you already have a bunch of the control yourself. But you start to ask, okay, if I have the audience, and if I have the book idea, and if I have access to good cover designers through the internet, and if I can ship my own stuff with these third-party companies, what do I need a traditional publisher for? And if you look at it that way, to me, it's a no-brainer to instead turn and publish on Amazon instead.